Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, moderator. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I am well, except my voice is a bit hoarse, I think. I am in the second camp meeting.
Oh, man. It's not flu, though?
No, it's not flu.
Oh, but
it's just very normal.
Yeah, yeah. You actually, your voice is strained from God's work.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to it then, because I don't want to keep you for too long, so that you can actually treat your voice and be ready for tonight. You're preaching again tonight?
No, I'm not preaching. I'm actually hosting.
You're hosting?
This time around.
This time around. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Yes. Man. Well, we pray that your voice gets much, much better as the days go by. Now, we're talking about upholding Christian values under pressure. And from its beginning, with a tiny group of Christ followers, Christianity has spread all over the world. And today, it is practiced by billions of people. As with any large group, Christianity has experienced many different interpretations, disagreements, and struggles for power over the centuries. They have led to the growth of many different branches of Christianity, interpreting life, death, and resurrection of Christ in different ways. So, what exactly are different values and what are they based on? These are the questions we're going to be answering this week. Now, Pastor, what are these Christian values that we talk about when you talk about Christian values? Is it simply about following a particular set of rules?
These are actually moral principles and virtues that we derive from the teaching of Jesus Christ and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So they guide the Christians in their beliefs and in their actions.
Mm.
They shape how the lives of Christians should be, how we interact with the world. In this context, such as love, compassionate, humility, forgiveness, integrity, and so forth. These are part of what we call the use. Yes.
Now, what would you say is the source and foundation of our Christian values?
Of course, this is why we are saying Christian values.
Right. I think we've lost the pastor there. We may have to just maybe try. Yes. I think we lost you there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm getting you.
Right. So you were explaining what the source and foundation of the Christian values?
Yeah, it is actually the Bible.
Mm.
It's Christ himself. And
I see.
When we talk about Christ, we only find him in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So there are chapters like Romans chapter 12.
Mm.
They talk about verse 9 to 10. They talk about issues to do with sincere love and devotion towards Christ. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, it describes the nature of love and any other important values that are found within the Bible. Besides the moderator, in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 26, verse 5 says, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments and my statutes and my laws. This is the source of Abraham's being a child of God.
Mm.
Abraham's value of respecting other humanity, working for other humanity, and so forth, showing an example of good living and all those things. The source here are the statutes, the commandments of God that he obeyed. So he's the source of being a child of God. Is God the source of a Christian to live those values of Christianity? Is Christ, and Christ is in the Bible.
Now, are our Christian values influenced in any way by our societal and cultural norms, or are those norms influenced by Christianity?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes. Yeah, sometimes it depends which part of society you are coming from. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'll give you some examples. Some Christians believe that the biblical teachings on gender roles are universal, while others interpret that in any way it is more influential to be on a contemporary level in terms of gender issues. Some cultural or social cultural issues say something about poverty, iniquity, and human rights. And some will say this can influence Christian engagement. Others will say, no, again, the Western world, you are poor. Forget about it. So for the others, like marriage and family, we have different views on marriage. To others, divorce is not an issue. Others, when you talk about marriage, may not be even an issue of even paying that dowry. You just get and you begin to live together. So these same persons will be calling themselves Christians, but the social status in which they are will also be influencing their Christian type of life. This is very, I see it is there in this world. In this other part of the world where I am, there are sectors where, or certain sections where you'll be told that a woman cannot stand in front of the church, cannot be talked, what are they going to be talking to us, and so forth. The others will say, no, this is not what the Bible says. Others will say, according to our culture, you can't do ABC. But the bottom line, moderator, is that even when they are this, I want the viewers to get me correct.
Yeah.
The culture that must be applicable is the Christian culture, the Christian values. So our culture, my culture, your culture, cannot be above the Christian culture, the Christian values. The Christian values must be above all these other values. That's why you find that once you are in a community of Christians, certain cultural things that you do that are barbaric, that are wrong, we stop them. Why? Because we are guided by what God says. Before they allow you to come in, where I come from, there was a culture where your uncle dies. You, even if you are married, you will be asked if you are a nephew to inherit your uncle's wealth and inherit the wives. They become your wives. But under Christianity, I have a wife, I can get another woman because that is committing adultery.
Yeah.
So such a culture, with the time, the people begin to understand what Christianity, they are put aside. So what I mean here is that yes, they can influence, but at the end of the day, what happens is that the Christian values are the ones that are supposed to be held.
Yeah. Now, should our Christian values be amended, changed, or completely done away as the times also change? I mean, can we truly be guided by, for instance, a book that is written like thousands and thousands years of years ago?
Well, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it doesn't change. His dying on the cross has not saved that way. It still has an impact until it accomplishes what he said. So no matter how advanced we may become in life, these cannot be changed. We can't do away with the word of God. We have history. Certain revolution, when they did away with the Christian values, the word of God, what happened? There were chaos. There was pandemonium. There was confusion. So we can't do away with it. We can't do away with it because it is our guide forever and ever, because God will not change. When he says, thou shalt not steal, tomorrow he will not come, wake up and say, start stealing. When he says, thou shalt not envy your neighbor's house in the commandment, tomorrow you will not wake up and change like we change. No. So this book, the very old book that we are talking about, which is actually the Bible, it is our guide. It is our guideline. It keeps guiding us until God takes us. where we are going. So a society where there are no Christian values, there are religions where they don't believe in us. They just a shedding of blood time and again. They glory in shedding of blood. Mm. But with this one, we glory in loving each other, in taking care of each other. So you can't do away with this book, which is the Bible.
Mm. Yeah. Now, how does the world challenge Christian values? I mean, doesn't the world benefit when they are upheld?
Well, the world does challenge the Christian values.
Mm.
We are seeing a lot of things that mushroom that speak against God. As a result, what happens is that there's just confusion that goes on. I've even given an example of a revolution where the Bible was almost done away with. What we saw was the confusion. If you must have a world that is free from thieves, free from adulterers, murderers, then the Christian values must be embedded there. The moment you change it, for example, today there is an interpretation of saying a man can't get married to a fellow man, which is against the Bible. And when it is peddled in society, what happens? It erodes what God said, then the world gets affected. So, as far as we are concerned, the world actually benefits more from the Christianity value, where they are kept, people live in harmony, people love each other, people take care of each other, where they are not practiced, each one for himself, selfishness and so forth, become the order of the day. But the world is trying to, like you find in certain, to erode them in certain places where you see capitalism, whereby they prefer to go to other places in this world where you don't even know who is in the neighborhood. Where they are alive, even when they die, no one cares because each one for himself. That's not how God designed the world to be like. He never designed it in that fashion. So with what is coming, Satan keeps bringing in ideas in the schemes to do away with the values. But under normal circumstances, the Christian values are supposed to. We have world leaders to be upheld. We have world leaders that you see crying for this be together. Let's love one another. Let's say as one people. For example, in Zambia, they'll tell you to say it's one Zambia, one nation, no tribe. Don't talk about tribe. Why? Because when you begin to talk about tribe, then you start bringing conflict. This one says, my tribe is better than this one. This one, my tribe is better than yours. And at the end of the day, you start fighting. But when we say, no, we are one. We are one people. What makes us to be one is Christianity. So these values, when they are followed properly by the letter, they actually, the world benefits, the nation benefits. Yes.
Now, Pastor, in terms of this intro that we just gave, what is the just one word that you would, or one phrase that you'd leave with our customer, I mean, with our listeners, before we let you go?
Yeah, we are talking about the Christian values. Yeah, and then these Christian values, we are saying they are biblically based. A Bible, I see in this very discussion, is a set of rules that are there. But even when there is a set of rules, you can't just follow them anyhow unless you accept Christ Jesus. Because when you accept Christ Jesus, you will not see these as just a set of rules. You see them as something that is beneficial. So let us strive by all means. Accept Christ. When we accept Christ, these Christian values that we are talking to be under pressure today by what Satan is trying to do, we will understand them. When we understand them, moderate, what happens at the end of the day, we live a better life.
Yeah, man, Pastor, I think that's a beautiful end to our conversation today. We're going to be connecting with you tomorrow at the same time and same place and continue with the conversation. All the best with the camp meeting and blessed afternoon to you.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.